Meanwhile, new test results show that Pennsylvania students haven't fully made up the academic ground they lost during this pandemic. And as we hear from KYW's education reporter Mike DiNardo, the latest PSSA scores aren't surprising to everybody.
The PSSA test administered last spring to third through eighth graders showed a drop in English scores. While most math scores were higher statewide than the year before, they didn't reach pre-COVID levels. Christopher McGinley is a former superintendent in Lower Merion, and he served on Philadelphia's School Reform Commission. He sees a continuing effect from the disruptive year of online education in 2020, and he says there's less experience in front of the classroom.
We have seen an incredible number of people leave the classroom and a teacher shortage, so that means we have an incredible number of new teachers.
But McGinley says he expects the pandemic cohort of students to ultimately make up lost academic ground.
Student responsiveness to outside of school assignments is better overall, and teachers feel better about the productivity this year than they did last. So I am confident that students will catch up, and we've seen that indication in mathematics.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.